It's a big issue in Sierra Leone that when the Budapest rally comes to town, everybody wants to see it. It's an opportunity that I saw to raise awareness for autism, which is a charity that we have been doing over the past few years through the banner of Puzzle Pieces Sierra Leone. So I saw it as an opportunity to not only get the world knowing that we're raising funds and awareness for Puzzle Pieces in Sierra Leone, but also for Sierra Leoneans to be proud that the Sierra Leonean did finally get involved with the Budapest rally.
Why autism? Do you have any connection to autism?
My firstborn son is autistic, and the connection was quite simple. We had the funds to go through therapy, and he's living what we would like to see as a normal developing life. A lot of kids in Sierra Leone don't have that opportunity. Once they are diagnosed, or some of them don't even go diagnosed, they just leave them behind because they're not growing at the normal rate of a regularly developing child. So that scene, I just thought it was an unfortunate position for most parents in Sierra Leone not able to provide therapy for their kids. So we come in and we help with supporting schools that accommodate children with autism. And we're looking to do things a little bit different in the future, which is providing therapy for kids instead of sending them away to go do it.
This rally is called the Budapest to Bamako Rally. Now, how does Freetown get involved in this?
Okay, so it was called the Budapest to Bamako Rally because they used to end at in Mali, but political tensions and all that, I think it ended up moving to Freetown a couple of years ago. So now the rally is actually from Budapest, Hungary to Freetown, Sierra Leone. So that's how it ended up in Sierra Leone.
I assume you are not driving on a paved road most of the time. Please put me in your car or whatever you're driving. What is it like?
Me and my teammates, Benjamin George, who is an artist from Sierra Leone, and also my brother, Mohammed Ibrahim, we have actually gone through this process in a different way. We look at the beauty of nature, look at the beauty of Europe, look at the beauty of Africa, and compare and contrast, you know. So as Sierra Leoneans, we used to going up to the provinces, so we used to some of these bumpy roads. But trust me when I say the beauty of the world removes your attention from the bad roads and the challenging things that you go through this rally.
I mean, suppose I want to undertake this, because right now I feel like I can do it. Would you encourage me to do
you
that?
You can. You can. And, you know, that's one of the things that I'm going to push. For this one, I think there's only three or four Africans in this one, but we're the only Sierra Leonean team. It really is not a big deal. If you have a good vehicle, you can do this. There's three portions. You have the sporting portions, the guys that race. You have the 4x4, which we did, which is going through some of these rough terrains and seeing these beautiful views. And you have the spirit group, which they pretty much just drive on tar road as much as possible. But obviously, when you come to some of the sub-Saharan areas, you have to go to the rough roads. But anybody can do this, James. And that's the thing that I really want people to look into the Bamako Rally. It is a beautiful experience. You go through so many countries, and it is planned so well, there's no headaches. So, yes, you can do it.